Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron, Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malkabas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matisyahu Mordechai.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Nun Beis. The daf starts with the Shaila of Rava by a Nemala Shechasra. If a person eats an ant that is missing a limb, does that have the chumrah that he's chai of Malkus? Do we say Shi'ura Gemirin La V'ha'chaser or Birya Gemirin La V'ha'ika? Tosfos and the Rosh explain that the Shaila of the Gemara is that this that we know from the Mishnah in Malkus Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that there's a halacha l'maisha misinai, that if someone eats a Birya of Iser, he's chai of Malkus, even if it is missing a shear. Is the geder that it is b'makam shir, it is in place of the shir, and therefore if it's chaser kol shehu, a person is not chayav on it, because chaser kol shehu of the beria is as if it's chaser kol shehu of the shir, and therefore there is no chi of malchus. Or do we say beria gemiri la, that the halacha l'maisha misinai is because of its chumrah, because it is a living creature, and therefore anything that is adayan ru'uya lichyos, it can still live, even if it is missing an aver, as long as it is not an aver sha'anashama tluya ba. Therefore, there will be a chi of malchus, and a namala shechasra, if it's missing one limb, it would be a chi of malchus. That's the suffix of the Gemara. The Rosh adds that this suffix is not just negea to eating a namala shechasra, but it's also v'chein le'inyan tuma. It also has an afkamina legabi tuma. Because the din is by the Shmoina Shratzim that I mentioned in the Torah in Parsha Shmini, that they're metame b'cha'adosha, as it says in Arasugya, the size of a lentil. The chumrah of a beria by Namala is that if you eat less than a kezayis, you're chayiv malchus, if it is a beria. So by tuma as well, there's a chumrah by a beria that even if it's less than ke'adosha, if a person touches the Shmoina Shratzim when it's in the state of a beria, so even if he touches less than a ka'adasha, still he is metame. So the suffix of Rava is, if it's chaser mashu, if it's chaser a little bit, an aver she'ein ha'neshama tluyaba, does it have the maila of beria? Rava discusses it specifically, directly, legabi the din of iser achila, legabi namala shechaser, is there a chi of malchus on the achila? But it also has an afkamina legabi tuma, if someone touches one of the shmoina shratzim, when it's in a state of a beria, but it's chasra, Chasra and Eivir Shein and Hashem Atluyabai, does it have a din that he becomes Tameh? Why does the Gemara bring in this Shaila here, Bechlal, in the Sugyas of Nazir? So the Keren Oira and in the Leket HaKoitzrim, they explain that since the Sugya is discussing the dinim of Rekev, and we learned the Braisa, Meis Shechaser Ein Loi Rekev, and because of that, we taught the Braisa that any mace that's chaser doesn't have a din of rekev or tfusa or shchunas kvarais. So now we're discussing another shaila b'negeya to the din of chaser, even though it's not directly negeya to rekev or to dinei naziris b'chlal, but namala shechaser is also a discussion about chaser, and we could add, according to the Rosh, that says v'chein lenyan tumah, that this is not just tam a shaila and hilchas getting malchus on eating a namala shechaser, but this is also relevant in hilchas tumah. It's negeya to the din of touching the shmoina shratzim in a state of bear Shechasra. So Mimela, in the sugyas here, where we're discussing dinei tuma by something that's chaser, meis shechaser, does it have the hilchasa of rekev? So we want to say over here also, does the beria shechasra, does it have the hilchasa of beria? B'negeya to isurim, and also b'negeya to the din of tuma. The Mefarish in Dibur HaMaschil Ba'i Rava says that according to the Tzad, that it is a beria, and you are chayiv malchus. The Lashon is Ha'ika Beria Va'amrinon Rubai Kekuloi. At the very end of the Mefarish Anun Aleph Amid Beis, we say Rubai Kekuloi, and Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar speaks that out as well. Sha'af Api Shechasra Biryahi, it's still considered a Beria. The Rubai Kekuloi. Rubai Kekuloi was a musik that we had earlier on Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, that we learn out Zaysay Meres Rubai Kekuloi Midai Raisa. However, the application of Rubai Kekuloi over here seems a little strange. As is pointed out by the Be'er Moshe Afinart, the Be'er Moshe right here, he says that the Lashon of the Mefarish, that it's Rubai Kekuloi, is L'chaira, not so bediktuk. Because Rubai Kekuloi means that if you have the majority, then it's as if it's Kekuloi. Over here, we're not discussing a majority. We're discussing that Be'etzem, it's a beria. It's just missing one limb, and that limb is not so valuable because it's an Eiver She'in HaNeshama Tluya Boy. Since it's Ru'uya Lichyos, it can still live, even lacking that limb, then maybe that would have the maila of burial. But what does that have to do with rubai kakuloi? We're not going to say that a namala shechasra, if it's missing 45% of it, that it has a din of a burial. Burial is when it's pretty much intact. Maybe if it's missing one aver, she'ein ha'neshama tluya, but that will still be considered a burial. But the din of rubai kakuloi is l'chayra not relevant over here. And because of this, the Be'er Moshe wants to go out on a limb and say that the Mefarish holds that the din of Rubai Kekulai is not when you have any majority in the world, but maybe the din of Rubai Kekulai is only when it's a Roiv Gomer. Dahainu Chaser Kolshu. Only when it's Chaser Kolshu. We thought until now that the din of Rubai Kekulai is by any Roiv. We'll say Rubai Kekulai. But the Be'er Moshe wants to be medayik from this Mefarish and from Rabbeinu Avram and Ahara as well, who says the same thing, that the din of Rubai Kekulai throughout Shas is only when it's 99%, when it's most of the way there, not just with Stama, Roiv Ba'alma, Roiv Koldu, but only with a Roiv Gomer, that it's most of the way there and you're just missing a little bit, then you'll say Rubai Kekulai, and that's why the din of Rubai Kekulai could be applied over here in the discussion of a barrier. However, the Pashtus in the Mefarish is like the Birchas Roish explains. The Birchas Roish, the Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that when the Mefarish writes in the beginning of Ba'i Rava, he says that it's Chasar Kolshu, it's Mavur, that we're not talking about that it's Chasar a lot, it's only Chasar a little bit. And therefore, the Birchas Roish says, Madimasik, this that the Mefarish writes, Rubai Kekulai Lav Bedavka, it's not Bedavka with the Klal of Rubai Kekulai that we have in Shas, it's just an expression of the Mefarish and Rabbeinu Avram Minahar over here, that since Lamaisa, this thing is a beria, it is chaser one insignificant aver, an aver she'en ha'neshama tluya bai, therefore it still has the maila of beria, rubai kekulai. But the Mefarish doesn't mean that it's the klal of rubai kekulai that we have all over Shas, it's the klal that it has the chashivas of beria, ha'il v'hiadayin ru'uya lichyais, and the expression of rubai kekulai is lav bedavka. So either we'll say a gaval de gechidish in rubai kekulai bedasa Mefarish, that rubai kekulai is only if it's a roiv gomer and just missing a little bit, or we'll say a little bit of a doichik in the lashon of the Mefarish that it's lav bedavka, the application of the klal of rubai kekulai, which chayra is more mistaber, even though it's a little more doichik in the lashon, that the din of rubai kekulai all over Shas is whenever it fits into the guidelines of the klal of rubai kekulai, as we spoke earlier in the Masechta. But al kolpanim, it doesn't need a roiv gomer, it could be even 51%, but the yisoid of namala shechasa, the tzad of the Gemara, that it does have a status of a beria, is because it's adayin ru'uya lichyois, and not necessarily because of the klal that we have in other places of rubai kekula. Al kapanim, in the shayla of Rava, the Gemara ends off after a back and forth, the Gemara ends off tibayilach, which means that it's an ibaya delay of shita. The lashon of tibayilach we find throughout Masechta Nazir in the place of teku. The Tosis, the Chidushi Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen, earlier on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says that in Masechta Nazir, instead of saying the word Teku, like it says B'chol HaTalmud, it says in other Masechtas over here, it says Tiboi, and that's because Lashon Nazir Mishuna, as we found in Tosis on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Tosis says that the Lashon of Nazir is Mishuna, and therefore the word Teku is replaced often by the Lashon of Tiboi. We find this in Nedarim as well, that instead of using the word teku, the Gemara Nedarim, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and in other places uses the word tiboy instead of teku, and that's because Lashon Nedarim Mishuna, like Taisa says in Nedarim over there on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that Lashon Nedarim is Mishuna, Lashon Nazir is Mishuna, and therefore in the place of teku, a lot of times it says tiboy. And the Nezer Avram earlier on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, I have an Arichus about this, because there is a discussion what the word teku means throughout Shas. The Taisis Yontif at the end of Masechta Edios brings the remez that everybody knows, that teku stands for Tishbi Yataritz Kushes V'Ibois, and says even though that may be a nice remez, but Al Derech HaPshat, the word teku stands for Tehei Koi, which means that it should stand, the Shaila should remain. And we remember back there that L'chayra, the Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen, is a raya to this, that the Pashup Shat is a lashon that it should remain a shayla, because if he's saying in these Masechtas, Nedarim and Nazir, the word teku is replaced with a different lashon, a lashon of tibai, it sounds like the word teku means tibai, that the shayla should remain tibai, it should remain a question. That's like the lashon of teku, tehei koi, that the shayla should remain. Ayin Sham, if you want more yedias about the inyan of Teku, but Al Kolpanim in our Gemara, the Gemara says the Tiboyilach, that it's a Shaila about the din of Nemala Shechasu. Halacha Lamaisa, the Rambam says in Hilchas Macholis Asuris, Perik Beis, Halacha Chav Beis, that if a person eats a Nemala Shechasra, even if it's Chasra one little bit, he does not get Malkus, Ella Bechazayas, unless he eats a Kazayas. As the Magid Mishnah explains, since it's an Ibaya Deloyev Shita, Benazir Perakoyin Gadol, since in our Gemara it's an Ibaya Deloyev Shita, Yadua She'ein Lahalkois Misafik, you cannot give somebody Malkus Misafik. In other words, according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that it doesn't have the Mila of Beria, so then you can't give the person Malkus. Only according to the second sign in the Gemara that it has the Maila of burial, even Bishachasra, can you give Malkus. So therefore, if it's an Ibaya de lo Yashita, it's a Safik, Bezdin cannot issue Malkus Misafik. Of course, Lagabi the Isser, then it's Aser, even with a little bit, because Chatzi Shir is Aser Minat Torah. And if you eat a Kazayas, the Rambam says that you get Malkus. But if you eat a kazayas, you get malchus. That's because you don't need the maila of beria. Then you've eaten the shear. But if you eat pachas mi kazayas, but it's a beria which normally has the maila like a kashir, but here it's a beria shechasra, a namala shechasra, and it's a suffix in the Gemara, whether it has the maila of beria, therefore there is no malchus. If you look at Rabbeinu Avram in Ohar in our sugya, Rabbeinu Avram in Ohar says that even though in our sugya it's an ibaya deloy of shita, the Gemara in Makkas Tez Zayin Amid Beis says Lamaskana Deloy Laki Im Chasra, that if it is an Amala Shechasra, there is no Malkus. And therefore Rabbeinu Avram in Ohar says Halacha Lamaisa, you do not get Malkus. On one hand, it is similar to what the Magid Mishnah is explaining, Bedas Rambam, that Halacha Lamaisa, you do not get Malkus. However, the Magid Mishnah is saying it because it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita, and therefore, Ein Lahalkois Misafik. Misafik, you can't give Malkus. Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar says that it's not because of a Safik, it's because of a Vadai, because the Gemara comes out with a clear Maskana that it doesn't have the Maila of Beria. Not our Gemara here in Nazir Daf Nun Beis, but the Gemara in Makkas Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis discusses the same Shaila about Namala Shechasa, and the Maskana over there is that you don't get Malkus, so not merely because of a Safik, but because of a Vadei, because we're Machriya and the Gemara in Makkas Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, that it doesn't have the status of a Beria, therefore you don't get Malkus. The Ramban in Chulin Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis, and the Rajba over there as well, discuss the din of beria, benegea to the chumra, that a beria is not batal b'taroivis. If you have a mixture, so there's always the klalim of something being batal b'roiv or being batal b'shishim, and there's a chumra by beria, that if something is a beria, then it is not batal b'taroivis. So the Ramban and the Rashba discuss what happens if the beria is missing a limb, nechtach eiver, an eiver she'ein aneshama t'luya ba. Does it have the chumra of beria that it's not batal b'taroivis, or do we say that no, it's missing its maila of beria because it's chaser eiver, and therefore it is batal like the regular isurim are batal b'taroivis? So the Ramban and the Rashba bring that it's an ibaya deloy of shita b'maseches nazir lagabe malkus, that in our sugya it's an ibaya deloy of shita whether you chayiv malkus in such a case by a beria shechasra. Says the Ramban and the Rashba, v'hu hadin le'iser. The Safik is Negea to Isser as well, and it's important to be Madgish that the Ramban and the Rashba do not mean that it's a Safik whether it is Asr. Of course it is Asr. It's Asr because Chatzi Shir Asr Min HaTorah, even if it's less than the Shir of Isser. But what they mean, V'hu Adin Le'Isser, is that the Safik of our Gemara Lagabe Malkus is also relevant Lagabe Isser if it Asrs the Taroivis, if it Asrs the mixture, because that din that were Machmir by Beria, that it's not Batal but Taroivis, you have to dan, would that have that same chumra as well by a beria shechasra? So it's negea to that din of iser lagabi asring b'taroivis. Says the Ramban of the Rashba, since the whole din is only midrabanan, the chumra of beria is only midrabanan, will say safik drabanan lekula, and therefore it is batal. That chumra that we say that a beria is not batal b'taroivis is only if it's clearly a beria. But once the Gemara in Nazir has a safik and it's an ibaya deloy of shita, if there's the maila of beria when it's beria shechasra, hu adin lagabi the din of beria not being batal b'taroivis, if it is a safik, it's an ibaya deloy of shita by a beria shechasra, will be mekel. And this is based on the understanding of the Magid Mishnah that our Gemara has an ibaya deloy of shita. If you would say like Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar that it's in Ibaya de Ifshita, the Gemara is not Poshet the Shaila here, but it's Poshet in Makas, so then it's Poshet, you don't have to declare the Shaila. There's a Beferisha Gemara that says a Hachra, that a Namala Shechasra doesn't have the din of a burial. So of course it wouldn't Aser Betaruvis any more than anything else. It wouldn't have the Chumra of burial. From the fact that the Ramban and the Rajba have to come onto the fact that it's a din de Rabbanon, a Chumra de Rabbanon of burial, and therefore a Safik burial has a status of a Safik de Rabbanon, and that's the only reason that they're makel. It's mavur that they understood that the ibaya is loyev shita, like the Magid Mishnah says, and not like Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar. As a matter of fact, the Ramban and the Rajba say clearly in that piece there in Chulin Daf Tzadi Tes that the Gemara in Makas is not a raya to our shaila, because the Gemara in Makas is talking about risek hanemolim, that you crushed up the nemolim. There, for sure, there is no maila of beria. That's not a regular case of Namala Shechasra. The simple case of Namala Shechasra is just that it's missing one aver, but not that the whole ant is crushed up. When it's crushed up, surely it does not have the Maila of Beria. But our Suffolk and our Gemara that remains in Ibaya Deloy of Shita is when it's Chasr one aver, but the remainder of the ant is not crushed up. Therefore, it's a Suffolk, it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita. Mela Lagabe Isser over here, surely it is Aser, but Lagabe Malkus, it's a Suffolk, and therefore Ain La Halkos Mi Suffolk. And also, Lagabi Asering Betaruvis, it would remain a Safik, and since it's a Safik to Rabbanon, therefore will be Mekil. The Nesivas in the Chavas Das, Yeredeya Simin Kuf, Sivkatan Aleph, says that we have a similar Yisoy to that Ramban in the Taz in Yeredeya Simin Kuf Beis, Sivkatan Gimel, that the Taz says that any time there's a Safik, if something is a Dover Chashev, we're going to paskin that it's batal, even though there's a din that a dover chashev is not batal, but that din is only a din de rabbanon, and therefore if there's a suffix, if something is in the category of a dover chashev, therefore it'll be batal. But the Chavos Das points out that even though the Taz says that, the Taz says it specifically by a suffix in the Metzias. There's a suffix if something is a dover chashev, but when there's a sveika de dina, that we don't have the Taz discussing. That we see specifically from the Ramban and the Rajba, where they're discussing a sveika dedina. They're discussing a namala shechasa, which has a status of a sveika dedina. It's a teku in our Gemara, a tibayilach in our Gemara, and ibaya delay of shita. So here we see a big chiddush, says the Nesivas, from the Ramban and the Rajba, that even by a sveika dedina, we're going to say safik de Ramban and lakula, and memela be mekel that. And Namala Shechasa will say it is batal, but Taruvis doesn't have the mila of burial. What's very fascinating is that in the Ritva over there in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis, and in the Chidushei Hara'ah as well, in Chulin Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, they both bring this shaila about whether a Namala Shechasa will have the Chumrah of burial, Lagabi the fact that it is not batal, but Taruvis. And they bring the Shita of the Ramban and the Rajba, that since it's a Safik to Rabbanon, we're going to be Mekel. However, the Ritva and the Ra'ah, in the beginning of their piece, say that you should be Machmir, Le'inyan Isura Naktinon L'chumra. And then they say, no, but the Ramban and the Rashba say, since it's an Issa Midrabanon, we'll go L'kula. But it's a plea of what the Ra'ah and the Ritva mean in the beginning of their piece, when they say, Le'inyan Isura Naktinon L'chumra. How could you say Naktina Lechumra? There's a Beferish Gemara in Beitza Daf Gimel Amid Beis that a Safik Derabanan, you go Lekula. So how could it be that the Ra'ah and the Ritva assumed that if it's a Safik in our Gemara, whether Namala Shechasa has a din of a Beria, that you'll actually be Machmir from such a Safik? So one could have suggested that maybe the Ra'ah and the Ritva were thinking that this, that a Dover Chashev is not Batal, that's not a Chumra Derabanan. That's a din de Oiraisa. Even though Rashi in Gittin, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, says Beferish that the din, that a Dover Chashev is not Batal, is only Midrabanan, Midairaisa, by everything we say that it's Batal, because Acharei Rabim Lahatois, still there are sources that some hold that it's a Dairaisa. In the Pri Chadash, in Yerideya Simin Kuf, Sivkatan Gimel, he brings from the Chuvis Ma'aril, that the Chuvis Ma'aril is Medayik from a Toisvis in the Sugya of Tokva Kayan, in Bava Metzia, Da Vava Medbeis, that Medoiraisa Aberia is not Batal. That's a big Chiddush. The Diuk is not so Muchach in the Toisvis, but there is a Diuk like this that the Ma'aril points out, that Toisvis in Bava Metzia made hold, that the din that Aberia is not Batal is Medoiraisa. If that's the case, maybe that's what the Ra'ah and the Ritva held, and therefore when it was in Ibai, the law of Shita, it's a Safik. They said that Misafik, you should go L'chumra. And then they bring from the Ramban and the Rajba that no, it has a din of a Safik to Rabbanon, and therefore Safik to Rabbanon L'kula. But that would be a Chiddush to say that the Ra'ah and the Ritva, in the beginning of their piece, held like this Shita Mechudeshes, that the din of a Beria and a Davar Chashev not being batal is a din da Eraisa. What would be l'chayra more mistaber is based on what we just said from the Chavas Das, that there's two types of sveikos. There's a suffik in the Metzias and a sveika de Dina. Memela, it's true, the Gemara in Beitza Daf Gimel Amid Beis says that by a suffik the Rabbanon, the halacha is to go l'kula. But it could be that that's only when there's a suffik in the Metzias. A suffik, what happened? Then we say suffik the Rabbanon l'kula. But when the Gemara leaves something in Ibaya the Loy of Shita and it's a sveika the Dina, maybe then you have to be machmir even by the Rabbanon. And the Ra'an, the Ritva, would be saying that since it's a suffik in the Isser, a suffik Isura, le'inyan Isura, naktina l'chumra, even if it is a discussion of an Isser the Rabbanon. And then they bring from the Ramban and the Rashba that even if it's a sveika de dina, a suffik iser, still you'll say that you go lakula since it's a sveika de rabbanon. But originally when the Ra'an, the Ritva, wanted to say that misafik you'll be machmir, that's not because they held it was an issue of a dairaisa. Of course it's an issue of a de rabbanon, but lagabi a sveika de dina, a teku in the Gemara, will be machmir even by a sveika de rabbanon. And there are rishonim who say this beferish. The Hagois Maimoni in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, Perek Beis Halacha Tez Zayin, he brings the shita of the Urayim, that the Urayim in Simon Shin Aleph holds, kol teku de isura l'chumra. Any teku that's negeya to isurim, you have to go l'chumra, va'afilu b'shel soifrim, even by a derabbanon. Meaning, even when we say a suffik derabbanon, which normally goes l'kula, that's only a suffik in the Metzias. But if it's a suffik to the Balei Hashas, and the Gemara does not come out being poishet to shayla, therefore, you will be machmir even by a suffik the Rabbanon. So even though the Ramban and the Rashba say clearly not like that, they say that a suffik that from our Gemara about an Amala Shachasra, when it's Negea to Isurim, if it's Negea to a Shaila the Rabbanon, like a barrier not being bottle, we're going to be Mekil. But the Urayim does hold that in Ibaya the Loy of Shita, even Bishal Saifrim, you have to be machmir in Yisura. So it could be that that's what the Ra'o and the Ritva held in the beginning of their piece. And that's why they say if it's a suffik in our Gemara in Nazir, therefore the Inyan Isura naktina l'chumra, not because it will be isura da'iraisa, even isura da'rabanan, but by a sveika de dina, will say that you go l'chumra even by a sveika da'rabanan. And the maskana of the Ra'o and the Ritva, based on the Ramban and the Rashba, is that we're going to be mekel because the din of a suffik da'rabanan l'kula that it says in the Gemara is in Be'ah is not only by a suffik in the Metzias, but even by a sveika de dina will say suffik mid'rabanan l'kula. In the sugya of Hashedra v'Hagulgoyles, the Gemara declares whether the din that says in the Mishnah, Al Hashedra v'Al Hagulgoyles, is only if you have the spine and the skull together, or is each one, the Shedra and the Gulgoyles, metameh on its own. Rava is medayik from a braisa that says, Shedra shegirei droiv ilin sheba tohaira, that if you have a spine that most of its ribs were broken, so it says that it's tohaira. And Rav is medayik that it's mashma that if that's not the case, then the shedra would be metame, even though there is no mention of the skull being here. There is no mention of the gulgoilas. And the Gemara pushes away the raya. But I'll kopon him in that braisa that says that if most of the ribs were severed from the shedra, it's tahira. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah reish samach gimel ois yud aleph is very bothered why the shedra is tahira in such a case. L'chayra, he says, ma inyan salois l'shedra. There's ribs and there's a spine. The spine is intact. The ribs were severed from the spine. Why does that make it that it doesn't have a shame shedra? Kol echad shmai alav. Each one has a separate name. Zenikra tzalois v'zenikra shedra. So why, just because most of the ribs were severed, does that take away the shame shedra? This is the question of the Minchas Chinuch, and after Agantza Arichus, he remains with Tzarechian. But Lamaisa, if you look at the Rosh in our Gemara, the Rosh on the side of the Gemara says that when the ribs are severed from the Shedra, Bitel Shem Shedra Mimenu, the name of the Shedra is Batel. In other words, it seems clear from this Gemara with the Rosh that in order to have the shame of a spinal column, in order to be metame in the Al Pi HaTaira, so the rule is that it has to have the ribs. The ribs are chaylik shame la'atzmai, but it's also the complete picture of the shedra. In order to be considered halachically a shedra that's metame, it has to have the ribs attached to it. And if the ribs are severed, bitel shame shedra mimenu, that's a yesod that comes out from this braisa, as is explained by the Rosh. The Braisa mentions as well that if the Shedra was Mishuberes Oy Mefoyrekes, that its ribs were either broken or removed entirely from the vertebrae, then it is tahar, unless it is in a kever together, because then the kever is mitzarefit, as halacha l'moshe miSinai, that being in the kever, that unites it and joins the different parts of the shedra and the ribs, and therefore it is metame. But the etzem din, that if it's meshuberes or mefurakes, it's not metame, the minchas chinuch over there in Reish Samach Gimel, in Ois Yud Beis, wants to say a chiddush, that we find this only by shedra, only by the spine. By the gulgoilis, by the skull, there is no such mention in the Braisa. And since these dinim are all halacha l'moshe miSinai, we can't learn out one from the other. And memela this kula, that without the tziruf of the kever, if the shedra is mishuberes and mifarekes, it is not metame, that is specifically by the shedra and not by the gulgoilis. Since we don't find it written beferish that a skull is not metame if it's mishuberes, if it's broken up, so the halacha would not be like that, and a gulgoilis would be metame, even if it is meshuberes, even if it's not in a keve that is mitzarefit. However, the Radzina Rebbe of Henoch Leiner, in his Sefer Sidrei Taros on Masechta Ahalos in Perek Beis, brings a Yushalmi by us, here in the 7th parak of Nazir Halacha Beis, that the Yushalmi brings a brisa that says, Hashedra v'hagulgoilis afilu mikusasin, even if they're crushed up, afilu mifurakin, tamei, mipnei shahakever mitzarfon. And he says it's meduyik heitev in the Braisa, that this din, mipnei shahakever mitzarfon, that the kever unites the different parts and makes it that it's metamei, is said about hashedra vihagul gailas. Not just specifically by shedra, but even by the skull. And it's mashma that ilmolei the tziruf of the kever, even a broken up, a crushed up gul gailas, is not metamei. So he's medayik, not like the aside of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch said that we see in our Braisa a mention of Meshuberes and Mefurekes only by Shedra. But in the Yushalmi's Braisa, it says HaShedra V'HaGulgoylas, and it says the din that you need the kever to be mitzarefit. If not, then if it's mekusas, and if it's crushed and broken up, then it is not metame. The Sidrei Taros says that Lagabe Shedra, our Braisa says that Meshuberes and Mufarekes is totally on Roiv Ilin Sheba, on the majority of the ribs, and therefore Lagabe the skull, the shear of what's broken up in order to take away the Din Tumma, would also be Roiv, that if the majority of the skull is broken up, then it is not Metame. That's what the Sidrei Taros is Medaik from this Braisa brought down in our Yushalmi. The Gemara then brings the Braisa, which has the story of the Kupa Malaya Atzamois, the box full of bones that was brought into the shul of the Tarsium of the coppersmiths. And the Gemara says that the doctors came to examine it and to be sure that there was no shedra from one mace. And the Gemara's medayik that if there was a shedra from one mace, then it would be metame, even though there is no skull, there is no gulgoilis. And the Gemara pushes away this raya as well. But I'll call upon him in this braisa, in the story of the kupa malaya atzamos. So Toisvis and the Toisvis Dibur Hamaschel Taima and the Rosh are ma'orer that l'chayra there was no complete skull or spine in this box, or else you wouldn't have needed the great doctors to examine what's going on here. It must have been mishuberes and mufurakes. It must have been broken up and crushed up, and that's why you needed the doctors to examine it. So it's a plea on the whole story. Why did, let's say they examined it and they were to figure out that there was a shedra or a gulgoilis here. Still, how could it be metame? We learned in the above mentioned braisa that if it's mishuberes and mufurakes, then it's not metame b'chlal. And we're not talking about here that it's in a kever, where the kever is mitzarefit. We're talking about now where it's brought into shul. So Tosis and the Rosh answer that it must be that there was someone who was ma'ahil on it when it was bekever, where we would have the din that the kever is mitzarefit. The Lashon of the Rosh is that a nazir was he'el aleihem, a nazir was on top of them, ba'ayel, and therefore we were donning that since the din is that even if it is mishuberes or mufurekes, but the kever is mitzarefon, there's a halacha l'moshe miSinai that the kever is mitzaref, unites the bones and can make the tumah. Therefore, we had to investigate here to find out if there was a shedra or a gulgoilis mimei sachar, because if there was, then it would be metami that nazir, because he was ma'al on it bekever. And the Tosfos says a little bit of a different lashon, Heil Ha'adam. Tosfos doesn't mention that there was a Nazir. Mashmos of Tosfos is that a person was mile on it, and the question is he Tamei? The question wasn't specifically Lagabe a Nazir. But Al Kopanim, it wasn't just an issue Lagabe now. Now, Einich Anami, it's Meshuberes and Mufurekes. But the question was Lagabe a Nazir or any other person that was Matamei on it, was mile on it when it was Bekever, then, since the din would be a Kever Mitzarfon, if it was a Shedra or Gulgoylis Mimei Sechod, then it would be Metame. The Karen Oira over here, and the Sidrei Taros in all Lois Perek Beis, ask a Gvaldik Akasha on this pshat of Tosis and the Rosh, that L'chaira, it says in the Braisa, that when they brought the box into the Beis HaKnesses, Hinichuhu Ba'avir, they left it out in the open air, and Tosis and the Rosh themselves explain that why did they have to be meiniachit b'makam she'ein aleha gag, in an open avir where there was no roof, in order that they shouldn't, all the people who are entering the Beis Knesses, should not be metame ba'ayel? But it's l'chayra astira, because Tosfos and the Rosh just explained that since it's obviously meshuberes and mufurekes, it's not metame. The only reason that we were concerned is because previously someone was mahil on it when it was in a kever. Then the kever is mitzarefit, and the question is, does that person become tamei? But now we're not bekever. Now we're in a Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses is not mitzaref all these bones, and therefore if all these crushed bones, even if it did make up a shedra v'agulgoylas, why does it say that they had to be meiniachit ba'avir in order that all the people who are nichnas to the Beis HaKnesses should not become tamei? L'chayre, they wouldn't become Tamei anyway if it's not a complete Shedra or Gogoyles. It's Meshuberes and Mufurekes. And there is no kever now to be Mitzarefit, to unite these crushed bones. So L'chayre, there was no Chshash of Tuma Bechlal. This is the Kasha of the Karen Oira and the Sidrei Taros, and they leave it Pitzarech and Gadol. How can we reconcile these two pieces of the Tosis and the Rosh? Maybe we could suggest a possible Teretz that Einich Anami, now at this point, even if it is a Shedra v'Agulgoyles, they would not be Metame. Because the only way the Shedra v'Agulgoyles is Metame in such a case of Meshuberes and Mufurekes is if there's a Tziruf of the Kever, which is what Tosis and the Rosh say, that that must have happened before, that somebody was mile on it when it was Bekever. But the reason why it was Hinichu Ba'avir originally when they entered the Beis HaKnesses was because they had not yet counted up the bones to see maybe there would be a Roiva Kav Atzamois. If there is a quarter of a Kav of Atzamois, then regardless of whether it was from a Shedra or Gugoylis or not, there's a din that a Roiva Kav Atzamois is Metame. So therefore, that would be Metame now, even without a Tziruf of the Kever. And that's why they had to be Hinichu Ba'avir. Once they ascertained that there is no Roiva Kav Atzamois, and the only cheshbon of being metame was if it was a shedra or gulgoyles mimei sechod, so then you had the doctors to try to figure out if it was a shedra or gulgoyles, and on that Tosfos and the Rosh explained that that chshash tuma would not be now, because now if it's meshuberes and mufurekes and there is no kever to be mitzarefit now, it wouldn't be tame. The only way it could be metame is because a person, a nazir or a regular person, was mahil on it po'oide bekever, and that's why the chshash of Tumah is only on the guy that was mal on it before. But that's not a stira to the fact that Tosfos and the Rosh explain that it's Hinichu Ba'avir over here in order to avoid a chshash tumah l'chol ha'nechnasin lebeis ha'knesses, because that was at the very original state of this inquiry when they weren't even sure that there wasn't a roiva kav atzamois. Therefore, it had to be Hinichu Ba'avir to be sure that it wasn't a roiva kav atzamois, it wouldn't be metame anyone. Once they ascertained that there is no roiva kav atzamois, then once the doctor figured out whether there's a Shedra Gugoylis or not, then they could know if it's Metame. But that, Tosfos and the Rosh say, is only Negea if somebody was mile on it Bekever before, because now, in the Beis HaKnesses, since there is no concept of a Tziruf HaKever in the Beis HaKnesses, therefore, even if it would be a Shedra V'Agulgoylis, still, since it's Meshuberes and Mufurekes, it would not be Metame Ba'oil. The Gemara then brings a Raya from the Braisa of Shisha Dvarim, Shirabikiva Metame Vachachamim Metarim, and according to the Cheshbon of the Minyana, it must be that Shedra and Gulgoyles are both required. Because if it would be Oy Shedra, Oy Gulgoyles, then the Minyan wouldn't be Shisha Dvarim, it would be seven. And the Gemara answers on Amud Beis a few Terutzim. One of the Terutzim the Gemara says is that the only things that are mentioned in this Braisa is Kol Hecha Denazim Megaleach Ala Ahiloi. But on etzem kisoira, a bone the size of a barley, a nazir is not megaleach on its oihel, and therefore that does not go into the count of shisha, and really it could be that it's oishedra, oigulgoyles, each one is mitame independently of the other one. The Rosh, on Amud Beis, is ma'orer, that if we're going to say according to this teretz, that the Braisa lists only things that a nazir is megaleach on its tumas oihel as well, then l'chayra we could wonder why the Braisa quotes the din of Revi'ez Dam, that it says on Revi'ez Dam, haba mishnayim, Rabbi Kiva is metame. L'chayra we're only saying things that a nazir is megaleach al ahiloi, so why is Revi'ez Dam included? It must be that Rabbi Kiva holds that on Revi'ez Dam, a nazir is megaleach even if he becomes tamei through tumas oihel. And Frek the Rosh, this is a tmiyah, because the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis says beferish that the makar of Rabbi Akiva, that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam, is from a kal v'chomer from etzem kisoira. On the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis is the Mishnah that says that, and it's clear there that if it's limud from etzem kisoira is only metame b'maga uvemasa, and a nazir is only megaleach on it b'mago v'masa. So if that's the case, if the source of Revi'ez Dam is etzem kisoira, l'chayra, how could it be possible to say, according to this teretz in the Gemara, that Revi'ez Dam is something that a nazir is megaleach, not just on its maga and masa, but on its oil as well? L'chayra, we should apply the klal of dayoy labamin adin liyos kenidoin. If the nidoin, the thing that we're learning it out from, is etzem kisaira, that a nazir is not megaleach ala hiloi, so then the bamin adin, the Revi'ez Dam, should l'chayra not be any stronger, and the should not be adin that a nazir is megaleach on the oil of Revi'ez Dam. So the Rosh says that you have to say a chiddush, that ein hachanami, according to the other terutzim in this Gemara, the source of Rabbi Akiva to be metami Revi'ez Dam, that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam, is from etzem kisaira, like it says there in the Mishnah. However, according to this teretz in the Gemara, you have to say that Rabbi Akiva has a different source for Revi'ez Dam, that Rabbi Kiva Gemara Gamir, he held that there was a halacha l'moishim Sinai the nazir megaleach on Revi'ez Dam af ala haloi, even on the oil of Revi'ez Dam, then a nazir is megaleach. That's a halacha l'moishe misinai. And this that it says later in the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amud Beis, that Rabbi Kiva learns it as a kal v'chomer from etzem kisoira, that's lidvar of the Rebbe Lezer ka'amar. Even according to you, Rebbe Lezer, that you hold that there was no halacha l'moishe misinai, said that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam, on maga, masa, and oihel, still you should at least admit to me that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam al maga umasa, because of a kal v'chomer from etzem kisoira. But Enechanami, the source of Rabbi Akiva himself, according to this teretz in the Gemara, is really because he holds as a halacha l'moishim Sinai that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam, on maga, and masa, and oil as well. The Mefarish later on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaschel Revi'ez Dam, is not mashma like this Rosh. The Mefarish says there on the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Akiva, Hu adin dehavale lemisnei ala hila, that really you could have said that Revi'ez Dam, you're megaleach on oil as well. Del Rabbi Akiva islay hai svara, because Rabbi Akiva holds that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam even on oil, as is mavur in our Gemara. Elamishum de lagabe etzem kisoira de kamaisi lamine mikal v'chomer loy matzi amar ala hiloi, therefore loy amar nami gabe Revi'ez Dam. Since lagabe etzem kisoira, nazir is not megaleach ala hiloi, therefore it mentions there only maga and masa. The Mefarish is mashma that Rabbi Akiva learned from a kal v'chomer Revi'ez Dam from etzem kisoira, and the din of Revi'ez Dam is even on oil, and it should have said that there in the Mishnah. But it just doesn't say it in the Mishnah, Otu etzem kisoira. But Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis is already matmiya on the Mefarish. Heichi matzi loimar ala haloi. How could the Mishnah have said that Revi'ez Dam is matame and a nazir is megaleach ala haloi? Hala inyin a haloi leka kal v'chomer. Lagabi oil, there is no kal v'chomer. Dimatzinan lemeimar. Dayoy labamin adin liyos kenidoin. Rabbi Kiva Eger is mechavin to the kasha of our Rosh. And the Rosh Taka says, because of this, that lafi unzer eteretz in the Gemara, you're going to have to say that the source of Rabbi Kiva is not from the kal v'chomer. Maimer. But the Mefarish is mashma clearly that even within the limud of the Kal V'Chaymer from Etzem Kisayra, still we could get to the maskana that by Revi's dam, a Nazir is Megaleach on oil as well, and that's Rebbe Akiva Eger's kasha later on. How could you have a limud from Etzem Kisayra that will provide a makar that a Revi's on Revi's dam, a Nazir is Megaleach, even al aholoi? The truth is that Rashi in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, says Beferish Rabbi Akiva Hayadon Kal V'Chomer Minayin L'Revi'is Dam Hameis Shahanozi Megaleach Al Ahala, that Rabbi Akiva learned from a Kal V'Chomer that a Revi'is Dam a Nazir is Megaleach even on its oil, which stems very well with the Divrei HaMefarish later on, that even from the Kal V'Chomer Rabbi Akiva could get to the Maskana that a Nazir is Megaleach on the Tumas oil of Revi'is Adam. Rabbi Tzal HaKoyin Mivilna in the Hagois Marek Koyin over there in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, is Ma'ayra that L'Chayra there's a Ta'a Sefer in Rashi. How could Rashi say, Shahanozim Megaleach Al Ahola? Rashi should say, Al Magov Al Masa, not on oil, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn from the Kal V'Chomer that a Nazir is Megaleach Al Ahola. But Rashi, the way we have it, Rashi Lefanenu, is mashma clearly like we learned in the Mefarish later on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, that the Kal V'Chomer can help even to teach us that a Nazir is Megaleach on Revi'is Dam, even on oil. And the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Marakayan means to be bothered with this as well, is the Kasha of the Rosh that L'Chayra we have, Dayoy L'Bamin Adin Liyos Kenidoin, so how could we learn out from a Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kisayra and come to a Halacha which is even more stringent than Etzem Kisayra, that Revi'is Dam is Megaleach even on Tumas oil? It could be that the Mefarish and Rashi understood that there is no problem over here of Dayu Labamin Adin Liyos Kenidon. Because if the only source that we had was from Etzem Kisayra, true, then you would have a Kal V'Chomer, it would be limited to the rules of Etzem Kisayra. However, we know that Rabbi Akiva, earlier in the Braisa, on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, and on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, and again later on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Akiva learns, Minayin l'revi'is dam shehimetama ba'oil, shenemar va'al kol nafsha yismeis lo yavoy. He has a drasha to teach us that revi'is dam is metame, and it's metame even ba'oil. That's a beferish drasha, independent of etzem kisayra, that we have a limud that revi'is dam is metame. That's just lagabe everybody. It doesn't say that a nazir is megaleach aleha. So therefore, when Rabbi Akiva wants to learn that a nazir is megaleach aleha, it's not enough of his to have his source al kol nafsho yismeis lo yavoy. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva looks for a source that a nazir is megaleach, and in that he finds etzem kisayra, and he says, if you etzem kisayra, a nazir is megaleach on it. Surely, then Revi is dam, a nazir is megaleach on it. However, lagabi the kasha then of dayo labamin adin liyos kenidon, how could it be that we learn out from a Kal V'Chomer from etzem kisayra and have a din that a nazir is megaleach by revi'is dam even on oil? It could be it's not a kasha of dayo labamin adin liyos kenidon because Rabbi Akiva has a source from elsewhere that the tuma of revi'is dam applies even by oil. That's his drasha of al kol nafsho yismeis lo yavoy. So once we have a Kal V'Chomer from etzem kisayra that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'is Dam, then we could already revert back to its dinim that Revi'is Dam is metami ba'oil, just like it's metami b'magov amasa. So the whole kasha of the Rosh and these other achrayinim was that if the source is from Etzem Kisayra, it can't be more stringent than Etzem Kisayra. But it could be the Mefarish and Rashi hold that true, the source that a Nazir is megaleach aleha is from Etzem Kisayra. But Rabbi Akiva has in his back pocket a drasha legabi Revi'is Dam that it's metami ba'oil. That's the drasha of alcohol. So it could be once you have the Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kisayra that a Nazir is Megaleach on Revi'is Dam, then already the source of Al Kol Nafsha Yismeis Lo Yavoy is enough to tell us that the Tumah of Revi'is Dam applies even by oil. And Mamela, if we know a Nazir is Megaleach on Maga and Masa of Revi'is Adam, we will equate oil to them just like it's equal Lagabi the Dinim of Tumah, then it's equal as well Lagabi the Din that a Nazir is Megaleach Aleha. And Be'emes the Mefarish by us in Dibur HaMaskel V'Iba'as Eima says that even according to this Teretz in the Gemara, it still can say in the Braisa Revi'is Dam, because L'Rabbi Akiva Mitamei Nazir Ba'ahiloi. According to Rabbi Akiva, a Nazir is Megaleach even on the oil of Revi'is Dam. De'ihu Mashmalei Me'al Kol Nafsha Yismeis Lo Yavoy Kedamrin Le'il. And the Mefarish brings the drasha of Al Kol Nafsha Yismeis Lo Yavoy. The Birchas Roish is Matmi'ah on the Mefarish. That drasha doesn't tell us that a nazir is megaleach on the oil of Revi'ez Dam. That just says that a person becomes tummy with an oil of Revi'ez Dam. But how does Rabbi Kiva know that a nazir is megaleach aleha? So it could be that the Mefarish is going l'shitasai, that this is taka because of the Kal V'chaymer of Etzem Kisayra. So we know that Revi'ez Dam and Nazir is Megaleach on it from the Kal V'chaymer of Etzem Kisayra. All the Mefarish means by us, when he brings the drush of Al Kol Nafshei Yismeis Lo Yavoi, is that that's how Rabbi Kiva knows that the Tumah by Revi'ez Dam extends to oil as well, not just Maga and Masa. Memela, once you have the Kal V'chaymer mentioned later on Daf Nun Vav, that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam, Kal V'chaymer me'etzem kisayra, we go back to using the drasha of Al Kol Nafshei Yismeis Lo Yavoi to show us that by Revi'ez Dam, Tumas Oihel is equal to Tumas Mago Masa, and therefore if we have a source with the Kal V'chaymer that a nazir is megaleach on the Mago Masa of Revi'ez Dam, Rabbi Akiva could come to the maskana that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam, not just by Mago V'masa, but even by Oihel as well. The Maskonas HaSugya, the Gemara does not come to a clear hachra whether a Shedra and a Gulgoyles is Mitami Ba'oil, each one independently of the other, or a Shedra V'Gulgoyles Tanan, that you need both in order to be Mitami Ba'oil. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, and again in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, paskins that each one, the skull and the spine, are mitame on its own, mitame ba'oil, and a nazir is megaleach aleha. And the Meiri on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis paskins this way as well. Rashi in a number of places in Shas is mashma like this as well. Rashi in Erevin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says, Shedra Shlema Oigul Goyles, either a Shedra or a Gulgoyles. Similarly in Rashi in Sukkah Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Shedra Oigul Goyles Shlema. And Rashi in Mayid Katan Daf Hey Amud Beis, and in Ksubis Taf Chav Ches Amid Beis, is mashma this way as well, that we assume la halacha, oi shedra, oi gulgoyles, each one independently of the other, is metame even ba'oyel, and a nazir is megaleach aleha. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel is medayik that the Sefer HaChinuch argues on these Rishayim, because when the Sefer HaChinuch is discussing the Tumas Meis, he says, Eilu hein ha'atzamais she'amru zal she'metamin afilu ba'oyel, the following Atzamais, Chazal said, were metame even ba'oil. Hashedra v'halgulgoyles v'roiv binyonoi shalguf v'roiv minyonoi. Says the Minchas Chinuch over there in Ois Tes, the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch, Hashedra v'halgulgoyles, is mashma that it's only metame if you need both, if you have both. The diuk of the Minchas Chinuch in the Sefer HaChinuch is not so clear. L'chayr the lashon of Hashedra v'Hagulgoyles v'Roiv Binyanoi Shalguf v'Roiv Minyanoi does not clearly indicate that you need Shedra and Gulgoyles. Just like by Roiv Binyanoi and Roiv Minyanoi, the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't mean you need both of those together. It means each one individually is Mitame. It could very well be that Hashedra v'Hagulgoyles, each one on its own, the spine and the skull, are Mitame. The diuk of the Minchas Chinuch in the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch is not so clear. Ba'al Kolpanim b'shitas HaRambam and the Meiri and Rashi, it's clear the opposite way, that a Shedra, Oigul Goyles Tanan, each one individually, is Metamei LaHalacha. The Kesef Mishnah in both those places, in Hilchas Tumas Meis and in Hilchas Nazirus, is Matmiya. Where did the Rambam see a source to paskin Oy Shedra, Oigul Goyles? In our sugya, the Gemara has an Arichus to declare if you need both, or if each one individually is metami ba'oil, that's an ibaya deloy of shita. So how did the Rambam know to paskin lechumra that each one is metami? And the Kesef Mishnah brings in the name of the Mari Kurkus, that since it says at the end of our sugya that from Shammai it's clear that each one is metame on its own, because Shammai oimer afilu etzem min hashedra oimen hagulgoyles. So even though the Gemara said it's not a clear raya ledidan, just because Shammai said it, but lahalacha, if we have an ibaya deloy of shita, if Shammai says this way, and we don't see clearly that the Rabbanan argue on him, therefore we'll assume like Shammai. In addition to that, says the Mari Kurkus, since it says in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis many different examples of things that are metame, and each one is metame independently of its own, so the pashtus is that the Shedra and the Gulgoyles are metame as well, independently of each other. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan HaRambam over there in Hilchas Tumas Meis is mitzayin to the tshuvas of Rav Rafael Hamburger, tshuvas v'shav hakoyin, in Simen Ayin Hey, where Rabbi Fall Hamburger is not satisfied with the Makairis that the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Mari Korkus, because our Gemara has a whole Arichus and brings the Raya from Shammai, and the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya B'dasa Rabbanon, because maybe the Rabbanon argue on Shammai. And our Gemara wasn't medayik from the fact that it says all these different cases in the Mishnah, and each one is metame independently of each other, that Shedrach and Gilgoilis would be that way as well. The Gemara declares that maybe Shedrach and Gilgoilis, only if they're together, only if you have both of them is it metame ba'oil, and another megaleach alav. So just like the Gemara felt it was a Shaila, how did the Rambam know any better than the Gemara to know to be Peshit from Shammai, Lahalacha, or from the Stimus of the Lashon of the Mishnah, that Oy Shedra, Oy Gilgoilis Tanan, if these Rayas were not good enough for the Gemara, how could they be good enough for the Rambam? And if you look there in the Tshuva of Rabbi Fall Hamburger, he has a beautiful suggestion, Badasa Rambam, how the Rambam had a source that Oy Shedra, Oy Gilgoilis Tanan, and it's taka not from the Bavli. In the Bavli we have an Ibaya Deloy of Shita, the Gemara feels there is no Raya that's conclusive. However, there's a Yushalmi that's brought down by Toysis in Sanhedrin, Dav Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Dibra Amasla She'iber, and the Yushalmi is in two places, over there in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, and also in Psachim, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, where the Yushalmi says that Chizkiyo HaMelech, one year made a leap year, Mipnei HaTumah, because of Tumah, Klal Yisrael needed more time before they brought the Karban Pesach, because they found the Gilgoilis, the skull of Aravna HaYavusi, underneath the Mizbeach. And therefore, it would be Metame Ba'oyel. Therefore, they couldn't use the Mizbeach, because it would be Metame Ba'oyel. Rabbi Fall Hamburger brings that the Pshat in this Yushalmi is explained by the Mishnah Lamelech, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, that the Yushalmi holds that a Goy is Metami Ba'oyel, unlike the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, that says that Kivrei Akum are not Metami Ba'oyel. The Yushalmi assumes La Halacha that Kivrei Akum are Metami Ba'oyel. And therefore, if you have the Gulgoilas of a Goy, of a Rav Na'ayivusi, under the Mizbeach, it's Metami Ba'oyel. But says Rabbi Fall Hamburger, L'chair, it didn't say that they had the whole mace there. They just had the Gulgoilis. And it didn't even have Shedra V'Gulgoilis. It was just Gulgaltoi Shel Arav Na'ayavusi. If that's the case, we see that the Tumas Oyel that we have by Shedra V'Gulgoilis is each one independently. The Shedra alone, the Gulgoilis alone. If the Gulgoilis would not be Matami alone, if you needed the Shedra with it, so then we wouldn't have to be worried about the Gulgoilis of Arav Na'ayavusi. And the din of the Gulgoilis is parallel to the din of the Shedra. So if the Gulgoilis is Metame on its own, the Shedra is Metame on its own. Memela says, Rabbi Fall Hamburger, even though from the Bavli we do not have a conclusive Raya, it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita, still the Rambam paskins like this Yushalmi, that a Gulgoilis of Aravna Yevusi would be enough to be Metame Ba'oyel. And Memela, he paskins based on that Yushalmi, that Oy Shedra, Oy Gulgoilis Tanan. The truth is that we find that the derech of the Rambam is to paskin like the Yerushalmi. The Ravid says so in Hilchas Kriyashma, Perek Gimel Halachavav, that the derech of this mechaber of the Rambam is to be saimich on the Yerushalmi. The Ma'arik in Shoyrish Kuf says that it's a Dover Yodua, that the Rambam often paskins like the Yerushalmi. And I'll be mitzayin to you as well, the Bir Hagra in Arachayim Simen Reish Lamed Hei Siv Gimel, and Simin Tuf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, and a number of other places in the Bir Agra, where the Bir Agra says that the Rambam is paskening like the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam's derech is in general to pasken like the Yerushalmi. So surely if it's not against the Bavli, if the Bavli is an Ibaya Deloy of Shita, and just we see a Pshitos in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi assumes as a Dover Pashat that a Gulgoilis is Metame, it would make sense that the Rambam pasken based on this Yerushalmi, Oy Shedra, Oy Gulgoilis Tanan. It's just kedai to be ma'orer that this is all based on the Mishnah Lamelech's pshat in the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi means that the Gulgoilis of Arav Na'ayavusi would be mitami ba'oyel. The Or Sameach has a different pshat in this Yushalmi. The Or Sameach in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, says that the pshat in the Yushalmi is based on the Yesoid of the Vilna Goyin in Aderes Elio, that the Gra writes in Parshas Chukas, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches, that the din of Tuma Ritzutza, that it's Baikas Va'oila, if you don't have a Paiseach Tefach in a Kever of a Mace, it's considered Tuma Ritzutza, it's Baikas Va'oila, and it's Metame all the way upwards. That is Midin Maga. That's not midin tumas oil. It's midin maga. Memela says the goyin, even la halacha that we paskin, that a goyish kever is not mitami ba'oyal, still, if there's a goy in the kever and it's tumer ritzutza, it's boikas va'oyla, if it doesn't have a poiseach tefach, it's boikas va'oyla and mitami midin mago, says the Ar Sameach, that's the pshat in this Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is worried about the gulgoylus of Aravna Hayavusi, l'chayra, a goy is not mitami ba'oyal b'chlal. So we mentioned that the Mishnah Lamelech says that this Yushalmi must hold that a goy is metame ba'oil. But the Ar Sameach assumes that that's a doichik to say that the Yushalmi holds that a goy is metame ba'oil, and therefore says that the pshat in the Yushalmi is like the Vilna Goyin, that it's not with Tumas oil, it's begeder Tumas Mago. Since there was not a Poseach Tefach under the Mizbeach, therefore it was metame ba'kaz va'oila to be metame ba'mago. And that's why the Gugoylus of Arav Nayavusi would be metame. If that's the case, we do not have a source from this Yushalmi that the Tumas, that a Gugoylus alone is metame ba'oil, because this Yushalmi is not at all discussing Tumas oil according to the understanding of Ar Sameach. If that's the case, according to the Ar Sameach, we would not have a makar l'shitas Harambam from this Yushalmi, and the question of the Kesef Mishnah would come back, what could possibly be the makar b'dasa Harambam to paskin that oy shedra oy gulgoylus tran? So for this, we'll just be mitzayin one last mara makam, and that is the Chavetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachas here in our sugya discusses why the Rambam paskind oy shedra oy gulgoylus tanan, and he says that since throughout the sugya the Gemara was bringing rayas that oy shedra oy gulgoylus tanan, even though each raya the Gemara pushes away, that's begeder shinuyi dechiki doichik tirutzim to show that it's not conclusive, but that still remains the pashtus that oy gulgoylus Oy shedra, oy gulgoylus. Memela says the Chavetz Chaim, the Rambam paskin like that, even without any outside sources, just from our sugya alain, the mashmos is that the tirutzim are just begeder shinuyi dechiki, but the pashtus is oy shedra, oy gulgoylus tanan. This would be a possible makar to the Rambam, even if you learn the Ar Sameach's pshat in the Yushalmi, and therefore that Yushalmi would not be a clear indication that we paskin oy shedra, oy gulgoylus, but still based on our bavli zokta likute halachos, the Mashmos of the Bavli is that the Shita Hapshuta is Oy Shedra Oy Gulgoylus Tanan. All the Gemara was saying is that we don't have a conclusive raya to that, but once it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita, the Rambam paskins that Oy Shedra Oy Gulgoylus Tanan, since the Tirutzim are begeder Shinuyi Dechike, and the Pashtus is Taka, that each one is Metame Ba'oil on its own.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.